Blog Talk Radio.
Hey guys, I want to start with 13Z, Debrie Henderson, Chris Ivory, Green Right Nasty, Z Peel, Fake Slash 37, Buster Bluff, Naked Right, X Post, Fly Bite. That'll be the first call.
Got to go higher and higher. The effort, the physical play, the execution. Just keep coming and we'll find a way to win. Because the opportunity is there. The opportunity is there.
Right now he's going to run. He's into the end zone. He's hit a five-yard line.
45, the Pittsburgh Steelers, the Green Bay Packers.
It is finally here.
Rodgers play action, looks to the end zone. Rainbow Stewart and Nelson. He's got it. In stunning fashion, the Green Bay Packers take a 14-0 lead. It's all in. And then touchdown for the touchdown. Pittsburgh right back in it. Nobody's going anywhere.
All right, let's go now. Keep that rhythm going. One play at a time. We're going to be champions tonight. All right, let's go.
Rodgers looks around, throws right side of the end zone.
That is how it went down in 2010. Welcome in once again, the fastest 60 minutes in sports. It is the Super Bowl show. You know we had to always do what we do, the flashback of 2010 season, the Green Bay Packers from the wild card position, rallying, taking out our lovely Bears. We love them to death, but unfortunately they fell short in last year's NFC Championship game. Such is not the case, obviously, this year, a 15-1 Packers squad that just could not get it done against this year's NFC representative, the New York Giants. Welcome in again. It is the fastest 60 minutes in sports. I am your host, Vinny Moore. It is Super Bowl Sunday. Let's get it going.
Fastest 60 minutes in sports. Live now. Roll one. Check two. Here we go, y'all. 60 minutes with your host, Benny Moore. Fastest. 60 minutes in sports. NFL, MLB, NBA.
He likes to talk about them.
Not all right now. Fast in sports on your waves right now. Get it in. 619-639-4747. Welcome to the fastest 60 minutes in sports with your host, Benny Moore.
Super Bowl 46 is on tap. Super Bowl 46, it just shocks me that I'm saying 46. Now, mind you, yours truly, I'll be 50 this year. I'm 49 now, 619-639-4747, 619-639-4747, if you want to join the ride. Ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you first and foremost, I actually need to apologize to you. Some good old-fashioned technical difficulties had us getting started about 5 minutes later than normal, but we are here. I actually wanted to tell my guys, let's just move it back a half an hour to work out the difficulties, but lo and behold, they got resolved, and we are live, and we're clear. As a matter of fact, we're clearer than we've been for quite a few weeks, which is a beautiful thing. So welcome in the fastest 60 minutes in sport. If you haven't been socially around in any way, shape, or form, you may not be aware that today is supposed to be the absolute best day in the world of sports. It is Super Bowl Sunday. This time around, it's number 46. This year, a repeat of number 42. The Giants and the Patriots will strap it up one more and again, as we love to say. Uniquely enough, the Giants will be wearing the white uniforms the same as they did in 42, the Patriots, the blue once again. I don't know if that means anything, but for those of you in Indianapolis that can hear me today, the blue will be worn by your much-hated rivals, the Patriots. Nonetheless, you've got about a 50-50 crowd going to that game. So this may be the most evenly matched game we've seen since that 42, when everyone had the Patriots a 14-point favorite. They were 16-0. They were the unstoppable offensive machine. And here came a tremendously athletic Giants defense and just simply slowed them down, giving Eli that great opportunity for the wonderful exploits late in the game, the David Tyree. Did you guys not know, even though he had the great catch everyone sees the clips of with the ball sticking to his helmet, do you remember that the only touchdown the Giants scored prior to the game winner by Plaxico Burress was another catch by David Tyree? He's a young man now who's not even in football anymore. So I find that it comes somewhat amazing. It's still a what-have-you-done-for-me-lately league. They actually had him on the radio earlier this week just asking about how his life has changed since that game, and he just kind of smiled and cheesed because obviously a lot of great things have happened to him since everyone discovered who he was. Such is the case for a lot of guys. The NFL awards were done last night with Players of the Year, MVP, all that stuff was done last night. For those of you who missed it, we'll make sure we recap some of that today. But uniquely enough, the play of the year, similar to the David Tyree situation, has now exposed the young man to some exposure. They went 10 down to 1, number 6, of course, being Devin Hester's return against Carolina when he did the three flips in the end zone. That was always, you know, fun to watch. But number 1 last night was Randall Cobb's 108 touchdown return. Again, Randall Cobb's a member of the Green Bay Packers. And you see Randall, you realize he's not the biggest guy in the world, but, you know, a little like Devin in that he's very strong, very, you know, very powerful, very fast, but not the tallest cat in the world. And when he got up on stage to get his award for the number one play of the year, he said he thanked the opportunity, thank God for the opportunity, thank the NFL for the opportunity, thank the Green Bay Packers for having enough faith in him to give him a chance, because nobody would know his name if it weren't for that play. And I thought that's amazing, because do you not know that there are 1,600-plus players in the National Football League? 1,600. And we know our select stars and our favorites, but, you know, we don't really know the Randall Cobbs of the world and some of the kick returners of all teams. You probably can't name them all. You know, Mark, the kick returner in Tennessee. I don't want to say Mariucci. I think that's the old coach, and that's Moose's old name. But nonetheless, see what I mean? There you go. There's a prime example. The kick returner in Tennessee was a Pro Bowler last year. For whatever reason, if he doesn't do something significant, yeah, he fades, and the game is like that. It is nice to see the Hall of Fame class of 2012 has been announced. Jackie Butler, Dermoni Dawson, Chris Dolman, Curtis Martin, who's a very, very welcome sight to the Hall of Fame. He should definitely be there. Some of the snubs this year, really, I mean, they could have put in 7 people. They opted to put in 6. I don't know how you ignore Bill Parcells and his contribution to the game, what he did for the New York Jets, what he did for the New England Patriots, turning both of those franchises around from basically 1-15 or 2-14 teams to playoff contenders each time he was there. Did not quite have the same success in Miami, but again, just his contributions as a coach and as an executive in the league, just immaculate to what he's done. So certainly I thought he would have been that 7th candidate. Chris Carter, also snubbed this year to some degree. Chris is going to get in. Those two certainly, I'm a little bit biased. Of course, those of us who listen to ESPN Radio and have friends and associates over there, we get to hear and associate with those guys, and you just want the best for CC. I might have hated him when he was a Viking beating up on my little Bears, but you cannot deny the numbers. Next to Jerry Rice and Tony Gonzalez and Marvin Harrison, Chris Carter is right there. I think he's number 3 all-time in receptions, only behind Jerry Rice and now Tony Gonzalez. And again, if Tony Gonzalez is not a first ballot Hall of Famer, I don't know who is. Again, still playing the league, still playing at an incredibly high level, still. Yeah, and again, guys, I'm not all living on the alternative lifestyle. Don't get it twisted. I want to see blasts about this, but Tony Gonzalez, that's a handsome young man. All right, I said it, I'll say it again. It's been a strange week for Super Bowl week for a lot of us. Just, you know, all kinds of wonderful information coming out left and right about both of these teams, players that you've never heard from. I got to shed some light on something. A couple of these cats that are playing this game have local ties to the Midwest. David Deal is a graduate of Brother Rice High School up here in the Chicago market. Rob Ninkovich went to Lincoln Way, the schools up here, just in the southwestern suburbs. Lincoln Way, I'm not sure if it was Lincoln Way Central or Lincoln Way East, one of those high schools that was his alma mater as well. It's nice to see local kids do well. And you look at the next generation of kids who are committing to the local schools, the Big Ten schools, and there's a lot of excitement around here. So it's a good time for those of us in the Midwest who are keeping a pulse on what's going on with our kids. But as is always the case, we got to get into some things. So it is Super Bowl 46 today. I want to run down some prediction. And for those of you looking for your NBA love and your Major League Baseball love, we'll get to that. But today is about the National Football League. 35-35 to go in the show. Can Bill Belichick and Tom Brady lead the New England Patriots to their 4th Super Bowl title? Give me a call, 619-639-4747. Let me hear what you have to say about that. Or will Eli Manning and the Giants pull off yet another supposed, I don't even know if it's an upset anymore, of the Patriots and win the 2nd ring in 5 seasons? The odds makers make the Patriots a 2.5-point favorite. But if you go across the landscape, you'll find that most of these so-called experts are split across the board. Literally, we're split. 24-20, 31-24, 27-24, 28-24, all over the place. John Clayton likes the Patriots. Dan Graziano likes the Giants. James Walker goes Patriots. Jeffrey Chidaya goes Giants. Adam Schefter, Schefter yourself, goes Patriots. He actually gives a little more love to the Patriots. He actually makes more of the comment that the Patriots may take this personally. Ian O'Connor likes the Giants. Mike Reese likes the Patriots. It's just back and forth and back and forth. You know, and I really want to know what side you're on. I have no real tie one way or the other to this whole game. And suffice to say, looking forward to seeing everything that goes on in today's games. Phones are going off left and right. Hopefully we can get to all you guys today. It is going to be a fun, fun day, a fun game, and we'll be right back right after this.
We're here asking people from all over what they think of Lipton green tea. Let's hear what people from Texas have to say.
Mm-mm.
How about China?
Mm.
Germany?
Mm.
How about people from the North Pole?
Mm.
Or Mars? It, what about mimes? Oh, right. People with their jaws wired shut?
Oh.
Yeah, a barbershop quartet.
Mm.
Oh, you guys are great. How about race car drivers?
Mm.
Yeah, what about you, high school glee club, here on a field trip?
Mm.
Well, that settles it. It sounds like everyone loves the taste of Lipton green tea. With its protective antioxidants from real tea, it's not just good for you, it's mmm to you. Lipton tea can do that.
Back on the ride one more again. Vinny Moore, host of the Vast Experience. Now, hang on a second. Someone is attempting to call me, and for whatever the reason, I'm not sure exactly why, cannot get through. I'm not sure what that's all about. So the 309 call coming in right now. Hey, I love you. Let's see if we can't get this thing resolved because let's see. Okay. Hello?
Hello?
Hey. Welcome into Fast 6 Minutes of Sports. All right, man. Who's going to win today?
Who's going to win today? The Patriots going to win. How you doing?
And what's your score?
30-27.
And who's your MVP?
Tom Brady.
Tom Brady. What city are you calling from, man?
Galesburg, Illinois.
Oh, gee, my hometown. What's your name, Doc?
Dwayne Magruder.
What's up, Bumps? How you doing, man?
I'm doing good, man. How you doing?
I'm fantastic, man. Fantastic. Welcome into the ride. Now, for those of you who don't know, yeah, and again, I'm a jog Bumps' memory. A long, long time ago, and I'm surprised early onset dementia hasn't set in yet, but a long time ago, Bumps and I went to middle school at Steele Middle School, and we used to play outside, you know, football in the recess. I'll never forget this because it kind of scarred me for life. I never came back and told anybody this, and I'm so glad I finally get to get it off my chest after all this time. Bumps lined up over me one time. Now, look, Leslie was there, and Leslie was big at the time, but anyway, Leslie Morrison, suffice to say, the ball got snapped. Bumps had this way of making sure that the center, whoever snapped the ball, was going to be completely removed from the play. So he took his right hand and his left hand and pounded it into my back. All I remember is seeing a whole lot of grass and everybody running around me and being face down, not really knowing what the heck happened. And from that moment on, I had the utmost respect for Bumps' basketball game, his football game, and anything else that he put his hands to, because I've yet to quite figure out how the heck he pulled that off. But nonetheless, good to hear from you, man. How's your family? How's everybody doing?
Hey, they doing real well, man. Just living life. That's all we can ask for.
That's good. Now, y'all, I got to take a segue. I know it's Super Bowl Sunday. I know it's Super Bowl 46. And I know those of you waiting, you'll be fine. Just hang in there. But it's always nice to get some love from your hometown. Always nice. So, man,
yes,
what's going on in Galesburg?
Hey, I seen you on Facebook, man. I thought I'd give you a call and see how you were doing.
Man, I love you. I appreciate that, man. I appreciate that. My love to you and the family. How's Kenny and everybody doing?
Kenny's doing good. Everybody's doing good. Yep.
Good.
Kenny's doing a lot of refereeing these days.
Is that right?
Yeah.
That's good. Hey, now, help me understand. Now, his son is playing football, right?
He did play football, but he's about 21 now. He's doing the same.
Okay. Yeah, I'm a little slow on the draw. It's been some years. I'm a little slow on the draw. Well, listen, Bumps, thanks for calling, man. It's good to hear from you, man. Don't be a stranger. Call us back anytime, man.
Okay, I will.
Appreciate you, man.
All right, bye.
Love from G-Town. Now, that's what I'm talking about. That's a beautiful thing, an absolute beautiful thing. Suffice to say, 619-639-4747. 619-639-4747. Give us a call. Fastest 60 Minutes of Sports. I am your host, Vinny Moore. Now, as you all, as I told you earlier, the Hall of Fame inductions were announced today. Chris Dolman, of course, the, I believe, fourth all-time sack leader in NFL history goes in. Dermody Dawson was a bit of a shock for many of us going in. Still trying to figure out how Bill Parcells or Chris Carter missed the cut, but Jerome Bettis missed the cut this time around. But you got to understand, these guys will get in. There appears to be some issue with positions and position players. Mr. Butler, I forget his first name now, from way back. He was the legend, the old-timers guy that they decided to put in after many, many years. His eligibility had been out there for 48 years. He finally goes in. More fun stuff. It is 11:31, 29:29 left in the ride on the fastest 60 minutes in sports. We've got a lot of things to talk about. Again, I want your predictions, 619-639-4747. I'm going to give you mine, and I'm going to try, and I mean try now, to have a little fun with some things we did for NBC and for the Super Bowl before this next 29 minutes gets away. More and more and more on its way right after this.
So I'm at the game with my boys, and the Cougars are getting killed. I mean, it's getting ugly, like 69-0 ugly. But I convinced everyone to stick it out because the concession stand sells their leftover cheeseburgers for $1 after the game. After enduring the beatdown, we discovered that the Department of Health has put a nix on the whole selling leftover stadium burgers thing. The guys were not happy with me, but I told them, no sweat, let's go to McDonald's. The dollar menu offers a fresh, warm, juicy, 100% beef cheeseburger along with seven other wonderful options every day. And you don't have to sit through the game to get it. We learned you can't always count on your team, but you can always count on the dollar menu.
We're here asking people from all over what they think of Lipton green tea. Let's hear what people from Texas have to say.
Mm-mm.
How about China?
Mm.
Germany?
Mm.
How about people from the North Pole?
Mm.
Or Mars? It, what about mimes? Oh, right. People with their jaws wired shut?
Oh.
Yeah, a barbershop quartet.
Mm.
Oh, you guys are great. How about race car drivers?
Mm.
It, what about you, high school glee club, here on a field trip?
Mm.
Mm. Well, that settles it. It sounds like everyone loves the taste of Lipton green tea. With its protective antioxidants from real tea, it's not just good for you, it's mmm to you. Lipton tea can do that.
Welcome back on the ride. Now, again, in the wake of time when you've got... Ah, there's my studio. Hello. All right. I'm not exactly sure what the heck just happened, nor am I sure exactly what you got a chance to hear. So I know the last time I think we talked, you should have been hearing things like you play to win the game, but I'm not sure you heard that. So I'll tell you what, let's get this thing racked up one more time because I love you and there's absolutely nothing you can do about it. Let's check this out. Checking this out. Guys, I'm not blaming anybody. These things happen. Let's go.
You know, but as a series of popular beer commercials ably demonstrates, not every head coach basks in the goodwill after the game. Courtesy of YouTube sensation DJ Steve Porter, here's our spin on...
You play to win the game.
That's the great thing about sports. You play to win. And I don't care if you don't have any wins. You play to win the game. You don't play to just play. You don't play to win. When you start telling me, it doesn't matter. We top, get out.
We couldn't do diddly poo. Offensively, we couldn't make a push down. We couldn't run the ball. We didn't try to run the ball. We couldn't complete a pass. We sucked. We sucked.
You play to win the game.
That's pitiful.
You don't play to just play.
Perform like that.
You don't play to win.
Okay.
When you start telling me,
we suck.
It doesn't matter. We top.
Playoffs?
Okay.
Playoffs? You kidding me?
Playoffs?
Playoffs? That's better.
are who we thought they were. That's why we took the damn field. Now, you want to crowd them? They crowd their ass. They are who we thought they were. And we let them off the hook.
I told you what I'm going to do now. Now you want to know what I'm going to do. Because I'm too dangerous here, that. I'm too dangerous here, that. Want to know what I'm going to do. And I'm too dangerous here, that. All of which are hypothetical.
I'm a coach of team. I was out
who's hitting, who's playing.
I was out who plays when they play, where they play.
That's why we took the damn field. Damn field. That's why we took the damn field.
Run back.
You play to win
the game.
I want winners.
You don't play to just play.
I want people that want to win. This is how I believe. Okay, I'm from the old school. Our formula is this. We go out, we hit people in the mouth. Number one. Number two, we cannot give them the game.
Hello? We suck. I tell you the truth.
Right now, that person is not sold out to be part of this team. Cannot play with them.
You play to win the game.
Cannot win with them.
Playoffs?
Hello? Cannot coach with them.
That is so much crap.
Can't do it.
You play to win.
You don't know what we're trying to do. You guys don't look at the films. You don't know what happened. You really don't know. You think you know, but you really don't know. And you never will.
I'm getting all the damn heat with everybody, each and every one of y'all hammering my tail. I don't coach that way. I don't coach them to do that type of thing.
You see that? That's your IQ, buddy.
I don't coach that way.
See that? That's your IQ, buddy.
Zero.
I don't really care. I gotta tell you the truth.
I know I'm smarter than that.
You play to win the game.
Playoffs?
You don't play to just play it. You don't play to win. When you start telling me, it doesn't matter. You're the top. Get out.
Yesterday's yesterday. Today's today. Tomorrow will be tomorrow.
Playoffs?
Thanks, Coach.
Well, only fitting, Phil, that we go to our own pop icon, pop star, Warren. Warren, that was a nice job done.
Mr. Porter did an excellent job because there's not too many ways you can make an NFL coach seem interesting.
You're listening to the fastest 60 minutes in sports. Was the night before the Super Bowl when all through the NFL, 30 teams weren't speaking, dare a fine from Roger Goodell. The Steelers were handling Big Ben with care, because losing him for next year, you'd better not dare. Peyton Manning was nestled all snug in his bed, as visions of the first round pick danced in his head. Matt Ryan was sleeping and Drew Brees the same, as they sadly prepared to watch the big game. When up in Green Bay, there arose such a clatter. How'd we go 15-1, and now it doesn't matter? Away to my remote, I flew like a flash. My Tim Tebow fever had turned into a rash. The look on the face of the new fallen Tebow made us wonder again, does this guy really just blow? When what to my wondering eyes should appear, but the New York Jets, a title contender, I hear? Pushed by a twin brother so large but not quick, a guy who was surprised by each Mark Sanchez pick. More rapid than ever, his curses they came, as he yelled and he screamed and he called the Giants names. Screw Eli, screw Victor, screw Bradshaw and Coughlin, screw Pierre Paul, screw Webster, go yourself, Brandon. My team is the best, except for throwing the ball, so my predictions look stupid, every one and all. As the Dolphins must do now that the season is done, they hired the guy from Green Bay just to create some fun. So off to a stunning start, Miami flew, with visions of Reggie, Matt Moore, and the crew. Jay Cutler went down while the Bears were still hot, and Chicago found out that Caleb's run meant playoffs not. From 7-3 to 8-8, we'll fire Jerry Angelo because we still think Lovey is great. Roma has dressed his hand in a wrap. Not that it mattered, because except for the Giants, the NFC East is crap. Each team in the division deserves to be the back of the class. Quarterbacks can't get rid of the ball, and wideouts simply can't catch a pass. Andy Dalton's eyes, how they twinkled, his dimples, how merry. His cheeks were like roses, his red hair more cherry. His droll little mouth was drawn up like a bow. In his way, he's as good as the Cam Newton show. The stump of a marker Andy Reid held tight in his teeth, and ideas for bubble screen circled his head like a wreath. He had a broad face and a massive round belly, yet he rarely did laugh because the dream team was smelly. The roster was expensive and plump like a Dan Snyder production, and we laughed when they lost thanks to the myriad dysfunction. But with a wink of Reed's eye and a twist of his head, we knew he no longer had his firing to dread. The 49ers spoke not a word, but asked who has it better than us, shocking the world with all that Jim Harbaugh fuss. Meanwhile, laying another seasonal egg to his foes, up the hot seat rankings, North Turner rose. There was nothing to stop it, no timeouts or whistle. No penalties, no ejections, no Indomitian bristle. And I heard the Lions exclaim as they were eliminated that night, at least we made the playoffs. The Lions? That doesn't seem right. Okay, boys and girls, the two best teams are here. Stop all that whining, for there's nothing to fear. Indianapolis is ready for the big game to shine. So let's crown a champion. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time.
We've all dreamed of going back in time, stepping into a machine and going back hundreds of years. Well, there is a place where time travel is possible. The Henry Ford, America's greatest history attraction. Here, time travel happens every day. Here, we spend time with famous inventors and the ordinary people who proved they could do extraordinary things. We can read the textbooks, we can look it up online. But history is more than where we've been. It's how we got to be who we are. Here we can touch it, walk around in it, relive it. Let's watch history come alive at Greenfield Village. Marvel at the magic of invention at Henry Ford Museum. Or take a first-hand journey through American genius on the Ford Rouge factory tour. So let's take a step back in time, because knowing where we come from is pure Michigan. Your trip begins at Michigan.org.
13-13 before we shut it down on Super Bowl Sunday. Super Bowl 46, some of you believe it's the Patriots. Some of you chatted in and believe it's the Giants. All right, it is 11:47, and I guess it's time for yours truly to unveil the reality check for most of you out there. Look, there is absolutely no doubt whatsoever that the Patriots have a chip on their shoulder about what's happened. Not only in Week 9 when they lost to the Giants, but the last time in the Super Bowl they were there, Super Bowl 42, when it was Plaxico Burress late in the game winning what would ultimately be the game winner. No sugarcoating that whatsoever. And yes, Tom Brady is a very, very resilient, prideful young man who's got a ton of weapons around him. And that's the one thing that, you know, a lot of us, you know, again, we tend to forget, and all we talk about is the Giants defense and how great they are. And yes, they are great. They are a great defense. Pierre Paul, O.C. Umeniora, Justin Tuck. You know, they get into that NASCAR situation where it's third and long, and they just come after the quarterback and they get pressure. Here's the deal, and there are some ifs in this. I got to qualify it. If the Giants get pressure up the middle on Tom Brady, the Giants will certainly win this game, and they may win it by more than just a field goal. If they cannot, for whatever reason, if Matt Light, Nate Solder, and those guys hold those Giants off, and they put themselves in manageable situation, third and five or less. Tom Brady is going to pick the Giants apart. No slight to the cornerbacks of the Giants, but you're talking about Wes Welker, Deion Branch, Aaron Hernandez, Rob Gronkowski, and Chad Ochocinco is going to be active for this game. Now, you really haven't heard from Ochocinco all season long. You just haven't. There's been no reason to whatsoever. You haven't heard from the man. You know, he's had a personal issue, missed the AFC Championship game. Don't be surprised. This is Ocho's first time in the Super Bowl. Do not be surprised if Brady finds him deep. They're going to take their shots. That's how they do business. And if they get a fast start, the Giants are, again, the Giants are built for fourth quarter. I certainly understand that. They can run the ball. They can control clock. If the Giants fail to control clock today and let Brady get into that no-huddle, move-the-ball game, you're going to see a game that's going to get out of hand relatively quickly. However, that said, the Giants represent a team that is patient, that is diligent. They commit to the run with Ahmad Bradshaw. They commit to the run with Brandon Jacobs when they get inside that red zone. And it is going to be a load for a New England defense that is ranked 30th or 31st throughout the season to slow them down. So names like Hakeem Nicks. Now remember, Hakeem Nicks did not play in Week 9. Mario Manningham, David Bosa tight end. Bosa tight end may be one of those unique X factors. Brandon Jacobs certainly could be an X factor in this game, especially if they're in the red zone frequent enough times. But in the end, for those of you just holding your breath, just cannot wait to find out what the big man is going to say, let me pop the cherry real quick one more time. Tom Brady and the New England Patriots will get into that rare air by winning today. However, as an NFC guy, let me tell you something. It hurts me to say it only because I Brady rare air four Super Bowl rings. It is what it is. I'm excited for someone like Chad Ochocinco getting a chance in this game. After everything he's been through, he's been humble this year. He hasn't run his mouth. The same thing that he did this year is what T.O. did last year in Cincinnati. They didn't have to be out there boisterous and getting all the negative publicity. So you know what? Good for him. I'd love to see it. I'd love, obviously, to see Rob Ninkovich, getting a local kid, get a ring as well. Now, if by chance the Giants do get it done, and certainly in a game this tight is certainly possible, it's always nice to see David Deal get another ring. It's always nice to see the kid Eli, who was always Peyton's little brother, get the ring. But I am going to lead to the New England Patriots. You know, I like 30-27 as a score, but I think we're talking about a little bit more 24-21, 24-17. In a slobber knock kind of game where defense has actually come to play. I think the Patriots defense will surprise a lot of people today. You know, Belichick has been known as a defensive genius. He's going to get the most out of his guys. They didn't turn their defense on until they got to the playoffs. So let's see exactly how this plays itself out. Again, I know some of you are on reeling. Some of you are like, oh, my God, he went with the Patriots. Yeah, I did. I did. But then again, keep in mind, I was also the guy who believed that the 49ers were going to beat the Giants. And I can point to several incidents in that game where if things go a different way, the Giants are in the Super Bowl this time around. But it is what it is. So that's it. We have some more for you in a little bit. And I'm going to get this thing uploaded because you've got to hear this. We had some fun, and I have got to get this for you. So we'll be back shortly.
You're listening to the fastest 60 minutes in sports.
We've all dreamed of going back in time, stepping into a machine and going back hundreds of years. Well, there is a place where time travel is possible. The Henry Ford, America's greatest history attraction. Here, time travel happens every day. Here, we spend time with famous inventors and the ordinary people who prove they could do extraordinary things. We can read the textbooks, we can look it up online. But history is more than where we've been. It's how we got to be who we are. Here we can touch it, walk around in it, relive it. Let's watch history come alive at Greenfield Village. Marvel at the magic of invention at Henry Ford Museum. Or take a first-hand journey through American genius on the Ford Rouge factory tour. So let's take a step back in time, because knowing where we come from is pure Michigan. Your trip begins at Michigan.org.
All your documents, photos, movies, and music at your fingertips all the time. That's the power of the cloud. That's the power of HP WebOS. HP, everybody on.
What's your favorite summer memory?
Stopping by McDonald's for a Caesar chicken snack wrap. Tender chicken and creamy Caesar dressing. Oh, and then having a Coffee Crisp McFlurry. Oh, it's so good.
What about when we sat under the stars holding hands and you said you loved me?
That was good, too.
For a summer flavor on the go, try the Caesar chicken snack wrap. Crispy or grilled for $1.89. And the new Coffee Crisp McFlurry for a limited time of participating McDonald's in Atlantic Canada.
All right, Furlings, I do not know how this is going to go, but you know what? We're going to have some fun. Listen, it is Super Bowl 46. Love you. There's nothing you can do about it. But for the next 5 minutes, 12 seconds, get your funny on with this here.
I call myself
chilling one day,
and the Lord spoke to me, and he said, Pastor, I need you to do something for me today for Sunday. February 5th, 2012 will be the greatest sports day of the year. And I'm going to need you to go ahead and take a knee and holler at me and let me know how you feel about how I've blessed you and your people on Super Bowl Sunday. That's right, Lord. It is the day of the Super Bowl. Super Bowl 46. Not 45, not 47, but today, Super Bowl 46 jumps off. And I want to thank you, Lord, for today. Thank you for
the snackage. Thank you for the drinks. Thank you for the fellowship. The good friends that come by gonna tear up your house, but they gonna yell at your screen as they watch two teams. 32 starters. Only two can finish. I want to thank you for the New York Giants. I want to thank you for the New England Patriots. I want to thank you for the food, the tailgate, the grill. I want to thank you for the brats today, all hot, sizzling, and sauced up. I want to thank you. Oh, I want to thank you for the eating. The vegetable tray looked good. Oh, some carrots and some ranch dressing jumping off in all the homes today. I want to thank you, Lord, for everything you poured out into us today. And, of course, Lord, I cannot miss this. I want to thank you for the fellowship of the fellas and anyone who would cross the steps of the threshold today and stand in the presence of the two teams you've identified today, Lord, the New York Giants and the New England Patriots. We got some fun things jumping off today, Lord, and I want to thank you for the chicken today. Thank God for chicken. Didn't have to do it, but he did. Yes, he gave you two legs. He gave you the two thighs. He gave you the two breasts. And he gave you the two wings. Hot sauce on and everything. And I can hear them fans tonight as they watch the fourth quarter of that game as it begins to wind down. Is it going to be Eli? Is it going to be Tom? Is Tom going to raise and elevate to the level of the great Joe Montana with four rings? Or will it be Eli, who might as well say to his big brother Peyton, I've got two to your one. Yes, Lord. I don't know what's going down today, Lord. All I know is you need to have your tail in front of a 65-inch high-definition flat screen ready, ready for the blessings of God today. I don't know where you're from today. I don't know where you might hear this audio transmission. And today it doesn't matter because we're reaching worldwide. 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 Slap your neighbor five times and tell him I'm going worldwide today. Because today is Super Bowl Sunday. So we got nothing else to talk about. We got nothing else to do. Today. Today, my friend, you need to high-five your shorty, high-five your kid, high-five your neighbor, high-five the snackage on the front table, because today is Super Bowl Sunday, and we about to get it in tonight as the Giants and the Patriots lock horns. I'm so sick and tired of all the pregame mess, so sick and tired of all this. All I want to do is strap it on and get it on. Let's go, y'all. Hallelujah, somebody. Hallelujah, somebody. Oh, the wings is sauced. The brat is steaming. And the game is on. God bless you. And there's nothing you can do about it. Hallelujah. Let the church say amen. 1 minute to go. It's Super Bowl Sunday, y'all. Super Bowl 46 on tap. I love you, and there's nothing you can do about it. I feel like I need to send the offering tray through the sanctuary right now. Yes, Lord. So we thank you for listening to the Fastest Experience Report, and we will see you 1 week from today. There is talk about going 5 days a week. We'll work on that one together because that could be a lot of fun as well. Anyway, thank you once again from the Fastest 60 Minute Sports. All of us here wishing you and yours the greatest of Super Bowl Sundays. So go get your brat, go get your chicken, go do what you do, because I love you, and there's nothing, and I mean nothing, you can do about it. To my wife, Leona, and my kids, I love you, and there's nothing you can do about it. Have a blessed Sunday. See you soon. Peace.